Hello, I'm Nemoir Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A Tennessee high school student shot and killed another student in their school cafeteria this morning. Knoxville police say they have the shooter in custody and have recovered the gun he used. Local affiliates report the two boys were arguing and shoving one another before the shooting. Police say the boys knew each other and the shooting was not random. 6 straight days of heavy rain have left parts of North Texas underwater. Up to 9 inches of rain fell in Collin County, just north of Dallas. Flooding forced postponement of a homecoming parade planned for Olympic gold medal gymnast Nastia Lukin. The National Weather Service says several North Texas towns got 3 to 4 inches of rain from the latest round of storms. The mother of a missing Florida child is out of jail. Casey Anthony left the Orange County lockup through a crowd of reporters and photographers. She's charged with child neglect, making false statements, and obstructing an investigation. The Californians who put up her bond say they did it to help find the missing girl. They believe Anthony will be more willing to talk about her daughter Kaylee if she isn't locked up. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the U.S. and Iraq have agreed that timetables should be set for the withdrawal of U.S. troops. Rice arrived in Baghdad overnight. She said the two sides are very close to finalizing a strategic agreement. Earlier reports suggested a troop withdrawal date had already been set, but Rice called them premature. 3 days of mourning start in Spain with a moment of silence. The country paused to honor the 153 people killed in Wednesday's airliner crash in Madrid. Spanair says passengers from Sweden, Turkey, Indonesia, and Germany were among those on the flight. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.